Today, I want to highlight one particular human rights case as part of the weekly social media campaign my office has been doing for the last couple of years. It's called Expression, Not Oppression. Here you see a picture of a gentleman named Dr. Eduardo Cardet of Cuba. He's a medical doctor and the national coordinator of the Christian Liberation Movement, a group which advocates for democracy and freedom. Cardet assumed the role of national coordinator after the suspicious death of Castro critic Oswaldo Payas Ardiñez. After allegedly stating in an interview that Fidel Castro was hated by the Cuban people, that's what he said, he was savagely beaten in front of his two young children and wife by Cuban state security on the 30th of November of last year, and he's been in jail ever since. He has been charged, get this, he has been charged with challenging authority, and he faces a 3 to 5 year prison sentence. Let me repeat that. He is officially charged with challenging authority. That is a crime in Cuba. His father has written to Pope Francis begging for his intervention. And by the way, this is a reminder that just because Fidel Castro is dead, his authoritarian system still lives on. Dr. Cardet's persecution and the overall increase in repression in Cuba over the past 2 years is a reminder that the policy of rewarding the Castro regime under the guise of engagement with cash and concessions has not worked and must be strategically reversed here in the coming months. And so I come here today in the hope that our president and our State Department, and especially Mr. Tillerson, in whom I am entrusting my vote for confirmation, and all members of Congress for that matter, will add their voices in solidarity with Dr. Cardet, with all the Cuban people yearning to be free, with those around the world who look to our nation, to America, for leadership, and often for nothing more than for us to lend our voice to their cause. As we move forward here with our nation's work, we must continue to highlight these cases and raise awareness of them. We must never forget that there are people all over the world who are challenging authority because they want a better life for themselves and their families. They should be able to challenge authority peacefully and then go home to their families, not be thrown in jail or tortured or killed. Today, I ask all to pray for those who are victims of their own government. I pray for the release of prisoners of conscience and their families. And I pray that our own country, at this moment of extraordinary division on so many key issues, can reaffirm its founding principles in calling for the sacred right of every man and woman and child to be free.